Live from CSUN 2009, this is Michael Off. I caught up with Jeremy Curry from GW Micro, and he's got some new tools to show us here. Dan Weirich teased us back in January at ATIA about a forthcoming audio player, and Jeremy has it here to talk about. What do you got? What are you guys selling?
So this is the brand new BookSense, Michael. If any of you are familiar out there with some of the other readers, similar to like the Victor Reader, this is going to be basically a competitor to give you an idea of what it does. It's much, much smaller than its competition. It's about the size of an N82 cell phone, so it's very small. It's going to come in two different models. So there's the BookSense, and then there's the upper model, which is the BookSense XT. The BookSense XT adds a built-in FM radio. It adds 4 gigabytes of memory, built-in memory, that is. And it also adds Bluetooth that can be used for headphones, or it can be used, audio, or it can be used to transfer files as well. So we've got additional hardware that is brand new on the market. In fact, the one that I've got here in my hand is only the 7th one ever made.
Nice.
So it, as far as software is concerned, it's got a Daisy player. It's also got a book reader.
Do I hear Kate?
Yep, you hear Kate. It's got a. This one has the FM radio. This is the XT.
Does that play through the speakers?
It is playing through the external speakers. There's also an external headphone jack that you could connect as well.
Right.
Or again, you could use the Bluetooth. And it is Bluetooth 2.0. I forgot to mention that, by the way.
Very good.
You can record in MP3 format or WAV format. The media player is going to read all of your standard formats, your AUG Vorbis, your WAV, WMA, obviously, WAV, Windows Media, any of those types of
MP3.
Files.
MP3. What about anything? The M4A? Do you know?
That's that's on our list of support. Currently, it's not supported
yet. Yeah, because iTunes made all their music non-protected anymore, so they use the M4A format. So I think there's a lot of interest now in that technology.
Correct. So we have asked, and we're hoping to add that as well. If I go to the next one here. Daisy Player will do Daisy 3. It'll also do Nimus 1.1 as well. You could do Bookshare with this. Back in the Media Player, you could do Audible if you wanted to. We also plan to support, at this time, it's not implemented yet in this prototype, but we plan to support protected WMA so that we could do the RFB and D books that particular way. If I press the mode button again here. So the book reader... It not only reads text files, but it also reads Word document files. It reads Word 2007 files, so the DocX format, your BRL, BRF, XML, HTML, all of those fantastic formats. That's something that we wanted to add to give it a leading edge over its competitors out there. So we've got all that, plus one thing that people really asked for was a built-in clock. So if I press the button here.
Saturday, March 21st, 2009, 6:24 and 15 seconds.
And I'm going to tell you, I haven't set the time on this one. It's not Saturday. But
right, but...
you can even press that button to hear the time, even when the power is turned off, if you wish.
Nice.
So okay. It does have an SD card slot, so you can use SD, you can use the high capacity. And also, there's USB, so you can connect it to your computer. Just shows up as a removable drive if it's the XT. You can also connect a USB flash drive if you want to. If the battery is totally dead, there's AC port for AC power. Plug it in. It'll take you 2 hours to recharge it. If you want to charge it via USB, you can do that, but it'll take longer. It's 5 hours to recharge. And then it's got a 12-hour battery life on it. And the battery is user removable. It just pops off. You can get a new battery if you want to.
Very good. So you can have two and have a backup if you're out in the field and you just need to switch it.
You bet. On the top panel, there's a keyboard. Makes 2, 4, 6, 8. Very easy to find because obviously you need to be able to have hotkeys. You need to be able to input numbers. So those are there. There are 4 arrow keys surrounding a menu key that you can use to access the menus, an OK and a cancel button. The sides of this, on the left-hand side where the SD slot is, you've got the mode button, which I was pressing earlier, and then the volume up and down button. On the right side, you've got your power button, which is also play pause. You have the record button, which again could record directly to MP3 or WAV. When you're doing that, you can also change the sample rate, bit rate, those things as well. And then you have a lock switch here on the right-hand panel too. So even if I press a button, it's going to say system locked. And there's a reset button. So then the bottom of it, you've got AC power, the mini USB that I was talking about. And on the top, you have an external microphone jack external headphone jack, and then a little metal piece where you can connect a wrist strap to it that's going to ship with it.
Wow, it sounds like a pretty comprehensive unit. Is there any other choices in the voice, or you start with Kate?
Right now, we're going to start with Kate.
That's not a bad choice.
Yeah, it's a nice human sound. It's very pleasant to listen to as far as reading
books. And you can adjust the speed and the pitch, I guess, if you want Kate to sound like a man.
Yeah, you bet.
Or a chipmunk, something like that.
That's right. You can do all of that. You can do all that. So we've introduced this product here at CSUN, and we've also introduced another product that people have been asking for a very, very long time, which is a QWERTY version of the BrailleSense Plus. And if you're familiar with the BrailleSense Plus, the QWERTY version is the exact same size. Everything is identical as far as specifications. It's just that it does not have the LCD because the QWERTY keyboard is there in place of the Braille keyboard. Other than that, it's the same light portable device it's always been.
Wow, so, okay. So now one of these two has the 4 gig.
Yes, the BookSense XT has the 4 gigabyte.
And the FM radio. How much is that unit?
That's a good question. It's so new, we haven't determined a price on
it yet. Okay, so either of the two, you have an exact price yet.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, these are really still in beta. We hope to ship sometime either May or maybe towards the summer. So they are going to be coming out, obviously, in just a few months. It's not going to be a long-term wait for these devices
to get to market. So I assume all the people attending the conventions will be able to put their hands on them.
Yeah. Yep, so bring your wallets if you want to get your hands on one of these, because I think they're going to go really fast.
I mean, so we don't know that will be around the Victor, that $300, $299 range, or it's hard to say yet.
I just don't know.
Fair enough. Don't want to pin you down there. Yeah, it does look like a cell phone. It's got a very interesting... A lot of people... One of their comments on the Victor, they wish it was a little smaller, and that is. It's not quite as wide, so it makes it a little more comfortable to fit in the pockets.
Yeah, and I had even had somebody point out to me they'd have some customers that are only one-handed. And so for somebody who only has one hand, it's extremely easy to use because it's so small.
Right, it fits in your one hand.
Right, exactly.
Well, very good. Anything else you want to talk about here? I heard one of the computers say WindowEyes 7.02. What is that?
Yes, we're actually going to release WindowEyes 7.1 in April. It's going to provide support for 64-bit operating systems. And actually, we've been showing it off at the show. We even have a computer running Windows 7 64-bit operating system. So there's going to be support for Windows 7, also Internet Explorer 8, as well as Thunderbird 3. That's going to be a free upgrade for people who have the latest version of WindowEyes. If you do need to... if you do need to install it on a 64-bit PC, then you will have to purchase a CD because it takes a separate CD to put it on a 64-bit system because of all of the installation and program changes we've made.
So there are two separate versions then, one for 32 and one for 64-bit?
Well, there will be one version, I believe, that's going to be for all of those. It's just that the current upgrade that you'll be able to get off the Internet won't be able to install on a 64-bit system.
Oh, okay, so you will need an actual CD to make it happen.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
Very good. And explain to our users, a lot of people say, well, what's the difference?
Yeah, so this has been quite an issue for people who have been buying new computers, because when you go to the computer store, you walk into Best Buy, and let's say you want a laptop with Vista on it. Well, almost all flavors of Vista come in two versions, a 32-bit and a 64-bit version. And so on the 32-bit versions... WindowEyes would work perfectly fine with those, but on the 64 bits, we had to make lots of program changes in order to make it function. So this is going to take us that one step further, be able to make us compatible with the latest technology, so you'll be able to walk into Best Buy or wherever you want, your local WindowEyes dealer, get a new computer with a 64-bit version of Vista and or Windows 7, in fact, and be able to use it.
Okay, so you say it will fully support IE8. Does that mean that people right now should wait before installing Internet Explorer 8?
There is some limited support that will work with it now, but if you want full functionality, I think I would wait to put IE8 on your system, because I believe we're still in release candidate, last I looked, unless it's changed since I've been here.
I thought it was just released, but I'm not sure. I have used it with 701 with RC1, and it works, but it's a little, it has occasional little... spells. I mean, I've been using it for quite a while, so it's certainly doable.
Sure.
But people who using anything before version 7, I think, might want to stay at wait.
I would, if you want the full support, I would definitely wait for 7.1 to come.
And explain to our users, I know what it is, but explain what Thunderbird is.
So Thunderbird is an EML application similar to, it's kind of analogous to Mozilla making Firefox, which was a web browser to compete with IE. They also have something that competes with other email clients, which happens to be Thunderbird. So that's made totally accessible then in 7.1.
So 3.0 is not out yet, right?
I do not believe so. I don't personally use it, so I'm
right. It's a beta. I mean, I've been thinking about switching from something like Courier to Thunderbird, but so they're going to do some things on their end, I think, to improve the accessibility.
Yes, that's my understanding.
Okay, very good. Anything else here today?
I think that probably about sums it up for us.
All right.
We do have the new desktop SenseViews we introduced to ATIA, and we're showing them off here, so we have added to the SenseView Low Vision line as well. So that is something else that we're showing off here,
and
too.
And just to briefly explain what that is.
So it's a desktop CCTV. It has the VGA ports on it and also the new DVI for digital video. So if you've got a monitor that's got digital video and you're low vision, you can connect that, be able to see a nice, very crisp, clear picture. And they're very they fit in with the SenseView line because they look very advanced technology, because they're very aesthetic, because again, it's from the makers of HIMS. Just like our hardware products, all are very, very advanced. So are the new desktop SenseViews.
So what is the price here?
For the desktop SenseViews, they start at $19.95 and go up from there.
How many inches is that?
You can get a 19 or a 22-inch display, or you can get the unit without the monitor as well and add your own monitor.
Okay, very good. Very good. Thanks a lot. Just to give your contact information for anyone who doesn't know, certainly gwmicro.com, but a phone number if they need to speak with you.
Yep, it's 260-489-3671. If you want to speak with me, I'm the training division manager at GW Micro. So you can just ask for Jeremy. I'm the only Jeremy there. And if you need questions answered by support, you can email us at support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T, at gwmicro.com. as well as sales at gwmicro.com. And any of us will be happy to answer any of your questions out there and talk to you about the new WindowEyes, the new BookSense, the desktop SenseView, or the QWERTY, or any of other our products.
Well, very good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Always innovating there, gwmicro.com. This is Michael Off at CSUN 2009 for SAMNET Radio.